Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dave Kripe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Luis Silverio. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The DH, Joe Zdeb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Gaudette. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Wilson moves to third. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood, who is chasing the ball. Silverio reaches third base with a triple. Kripe goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Silverio scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Terrell steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kripe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Silverio takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Silverio. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Silverio steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Zdeb moves to second. One out. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaudette hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Washington reaches second base with a double. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals third. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kripe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Silverio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Sutton now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Josie Deb. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hurdle moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaudette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Hurdle scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Randall moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Bob Randall now playing second base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kripe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Silverio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood is hit by the pitch. Weiniger moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Silverio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Jim Gaudet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudet is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaudet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.